A bombshell forensic probe just exploded the Charlie Kirk assassination wide open, nailing the precise wire transfer that bankrolled the Provo hit squad. We're exposing Egyptian jets on the tarmac, rental cars for the ops team, and the shady third-party security swap just 48 hours before they took him out. And the smoking gun? The wire transfer was sent by the exact same Deutsche Bank node that Epstein, Les Wexner and other co-conspirators used to pay professional fees for decades. Strap yourself in. We're about to peel back the layers of the global power structure that the mainstream media and almost the entire independent media are too terrified to touch. The truth is, Charlie knew that Epstein was still alive and blackmailing politicians in the United States. And when he suspected his own wife was involved and ordered the internal audit, his days were numbered. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. We're diving into something that's not just a rabbit hole, it's a bottomless pit straight to the heart of the beast. If you've been following our reporting, you know about the role played by Erica Kirk and Turning Point USA in Charlie's death. This wasn't about politics, this was about money. Dirty, hidden, elite-controlled money that ties right back to the JP Morgan $1.3 billion scandal and the Epstein Empire. And now investigators, real ones, not the ones writing fact checks, have uncovered the exact money trail that links Epstein to Turning Point USA. And trust me, this is not a theory. This is the cold hard trail of breadcrumbs that led to Charlie's death. Let's connect the dots step by step and expose how Epstein and Erica Kirk silenced Charlie on behalf of Israel. In late August, Charlie issued an internal memo. He was kicking off an audit of two for-profit companies tied to Turning Point USA, GSM Strategy and Lion Rock Ventures. These aren't your run-of-the-mill businesses. These are black box LLCs. The kind where millions vanish into consulting fees without a trace. Charlie wanted to dig deep, find the ultimate beneficial owners, or UBOs as the insiders call them. Who really owns these shells? Where was the money really coming from and going? William Cody Bass has the details.
On September 2nd, 2025, Charlie Kirk signed his own death warrant. His internal efficiency memo launched a forensic audit of Turning Point's for-profit black boxes. He was looking for unverified vendor payouts, and he found a monster. Both entities shared the exact same infrastructure of silence. In Delaware, registered agents, CSC, or Corporation Service Company, and NRAI, the same administrative shield used by Jeffrey Epstein and Leslie Wexner to hide a $1.3 billion international ledger.
Fast forward to September the 8th, just 2 days before the hit. A $350,000 wire transfer pops up, initiated by none other than Deutsche Bank, the same node exposed in the unsealed Epstein ledger as the go-to for professional fee payouts by Epstein's co-conspirators and money guys, Leslie Wexner and Leon Black.
September 8th, 2 days before the trigger pull, a $350,000 wire moves through the Deutsche Bank, the same node used by the Epstein-Wexner enterprise to mess professional fees. The shell company used for this transfer dissolved 96 hours after the murder. The money didn't vanish. It went to work at KPVU.
The money funded a ground team in Provo while Charlie was on stage. Two Egyptian Air Force jets were on the runway. One of them, SUBND, powered up its transponder exactly 17 minutes after Charlie was whacked.
The unsealed ADS-B exchange logs reveals a pattern 73 overlaps between Egyptian Air Force tail numbers SU-BTT and SU-BND and the Kirk family's international movement. This wasn't coincidence. It was a shadow infrastructure. These jets weren't just transport. They were signal relays.
Now, here's where it becomes impossible to deny. The rental cars used by that Egyptian team billed directly to the same Epstein-linked Delaware companies that Charlie was auditing. But wait, it gets darker. Flash forward to today, and the big six Epstein co-conspirators have been named on the floor of Congress. The media's playing dumb, saying, who are these guys? But two of them, Salvatore Nawara and Zorab Mokladze, are the architects of the security shakeup that doomed Charlie.
February 10th, 2026. The walls crumble. Representative Ro Khanna reveals the big six names the DOJ tried to hide, among them Nuara and Melquidez, the logistical architects who managed the very Delaware nodes Kirk was auditing, the bridge between the billions and the Provo rooftop.
Just 48 hours before his death, his loyal security team gets swapped out for a third-party crew. And guess what? These new guys use the same registered agents, CSC and NRAI, that Wexner and Epstein relied on for 30 years to hide their tracks. Charlie Kirk wasn't taken out for his politics. He was silenced, because that audit would have blown the lid off the Delaware Shell Company network. And this would have exposed Epstein's business dealings, confirming Charlie's suspicions about his own wife's ties to Epstein. It's all connected, people. JP Morgan's $1.3 billion scandal? That's the tip of the iceberg. Follow the money. From Epstein's payouts, through Deutsche Bank wires, to Egyptian jets and hit squads in Provo. Charlie got too close to the UBOs. He was close to exposing his own wife's links to Epstein and Israel. And the elite pulled the strings to make him disappear. So, what does this mean for us? The power structure, the Wexners, the Blacks, the hidden hands behind the shells, they're still out there, protecting their empires. If Charlie's audit had gone through, we'd be looking at the biggest exposure since Watergate. But they stopped it, cold. Because their secrets in their closets are enough to bring down entire governments and royal families, and collapse the system in more countries across the world than you can count. And the biggest secret that they are determined to keep hidden is not even that Epstein was funding Turning Point USA to infiltrate America. It's that Epstein is still alive and still pulling the strings, blackmailing politicians and controlling Erica Kirk like a puppet. But first, an important word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is LiverMedic. If you think the supplements you are getting from big box retailers are doing you any good, think again. Did you know that most of the retailers in America are owned and controlled by the same handful of companies that control everything? But we have a choice. LiverMedic's leaky gut repair is aimed at the millions of people suffering from all forms of digestive discomfort. Their safe and efficacious natural product is physician grade, with no toxic fillers. It coats while repairing the digestive lining. Best of all, unlike Big Pharma's offerings, it actually works. Join me and millions of other Americans who are voting with our dollars by supporting an American company that truly cares about our health. Save up to 15% on a 3-month supply by using our code People's Voice by visiting livermedic.com/step/leaky gut special or by clicking on the link below this video. Take back control of your health, protect your family from the global elite, and hit them where it really hurts. Visit livermedic.com/step/leaky gut special or click the link below this video to find out more. News keeps getting worse for Erica Kirk, who is currently on a world tour with a man facing a barrage of lawsuits regarding child trafficking and Romanian orphanages.
So this guy, Greg Laurie, starts preaching. And I'm not washed by the blood of Jesus, so I had never heard of this pastor. I Googled him. And the first thing that came up, because it was posted that morning, more lawsuits filed against Greg Laurie and Harvest Christian Fellowship for abuse in Romanian orphanage. More. As in multiple. As in Turning Point knew that their speaker had covered 20 years of child abuse at that church and then glossed over the ones that dropped the day of their show.
Then the Erica Kirk grooming scandal exploded. Yes, Erica was grooming an underage girl, sending inappropriate and sexual messages, and encouraging her to fly to Los Angeles. And the week from hell got worse for Erica, because now we know that Tracy Martin, Erica's best friend, and the woman she was actually with the day Charlie Kirk was taken out, stopped her daughter from attending UVU on September the 10th, because she had a bad feeling something bad was about to happen.
But the source knows these people. And remarkably, this is the shocking part, and this I don't have to put in allegedly, because I have text messages from September 11th. Tracy told friends that her daughter, possibly Erica's assistant, was supposed to be at UVU on September 10th. But Tracy had a bad feeling about it. Wait, Erica's best friend had a bad feeling about what was going to happen on September 10th. Yep. And so she stopped her daughter, Erica's assistant, from going. Tracy had a divine intuition that her daughter should not go to UVU, but she didn't share that with Erica about maybe she should have said her husband shouldn't have gone to UVU? Maybe if you would share that, if it's your best friend, maybe did Erica talk to her alleged assistant about that? Hey, maybe we shouldn't go. My mom's saying I shouldn't go because she's a bad feeling something bad's going to happen. And then something bad does happen. And it's like, you know, thank God Tracy didn't send her daughter because she had a bad intuition. But did she share that with Erica? Does that sound right to you guys? Is that tracking for you guys at all? Look, I don't know what's going on, but I know that it is not what they are telling us is going on.
There are no coincidences once you start peeling back the layers of the cabal. Everything connects in ways that will make your blood run cold. Follow the money trail, and you'll see those same Deutsche Bank notes wiring funds to the Provo ground team on the day that Charlie Kirk was taken out. Zoom out further, the whole incident ties straight into global orphanage scandals, systematic grooming networks, and institutional infiltration, where elite predators and their honeypots embed themselves in positions of trust to harvest victims. The Charlie and Erica Kirk doomed love story was not the first of its kind. Far from it. As former CIA officer Robert David Steele explained.
Essentially, Ghislaine Maxwell, in my view, profiled Chelsea Clinton and Ivanka Trump. And then the tribe ran husbands or potential husbands in front of her. They may have used chemical phenomes, which are a very real way of manipulating people into falling in love. And they did whatever it took to make sure that Ivanka Trump and Chelsea Clinton both married into the tribe. The guy's a slumlord. He has accepted a billion dollar bribe from Qatar. He is working with Netanyahu. They've taken over the House of Lords in the United Kingdom. Right. Intermarriage has now made the United Kingdom an extension of Israel. And right. Winston Churchill, as a penniless drunk, was the first guy who sold the British people out to right. the Zionist bankers in Switzerland. Okay. And right. then Herbert Hoover took a bribe to allow the Zionist state of Israel to exist.
If you think we're exaggerating the reach of this cabal, you haven't been paying close enough attention. Here's a fact that will make your jaw hit the floor. Did you know that Ghislaine Maxwell's family control the Amber Alert system in the United States?
So Ghislaine has a boatload of siblings, and one of her sisters, Isabel Maxwell, owns the parent company of Alert GPS Holdings Corporation, which is the company that broadcasts Amber Alerts. Not even a DuckDuckGo search will tell you this, though. It gives you the dots, but you have to connect them. Isabel Maxwell and one of the other Maxwell sisters, Christine, are heavily invested in the tech industry. The WEA, or Wireless Emergency Alert System, utilizes Alert GPS Holdings Corporation in the event of a child abduction and is operated by FEMA. The WEA, however, is owned by Comtech, and guess who the CEO of Comtech is? Isabel. Comtech is responsible for the delivery of all weather emergency and Amber Alert. So Isabel and Christine Maxwell have created software that works on the intelligence databases of the FBI, CIA, and the DEA. We literally have two daughters of a Mossad spy, or Robert Maxwell, working as spies for U.S. intelligences and providing software to the FBI to help with espionage, while the younger sister is a massive sex trafficker and was recently captured by the FBI. An average of 400,000 children go missing every year, and from 2022 to 2023, only 181 Amber Alerts were issued. Then Ghislaine, Isabel, Christine, where are the kids?
No coincidences here, folks. Just more threads in the same dark web. Everything we're dropping here is the kind of material that gets hard drives wiped, servers torched, and people suicided before breakfast. If you're doing your own research and digging into dangerous topics online, you need to be protected. Legacy VPNs? Forget it. Proton? It's literally funded by the WEF and the EU. Let that sink in. Express, Nord, Surfshark? They all keep logs. They all cave to warrants. They're all headquartered in 5-9-14-ice countries that will hand your IP over faster than you can blink. You need something that can't betray you. That's VP.net, the world's first trustless VPN. No central servers they can raid. No logs they can seize because there's nothing to seize. It runs on blockchain nodes spread across thousands of independent operators. Even if the entire US government demands your data, there's nobody to hand it over to. It's mathematically impossible to de-anonymize you. Do it before you dig any deeper. Go to vp.net/TPV. That's all it takes to keep your searches, your passwords, your fingerprints, your downloads, and your late night rabbit holes completely off the grid. No logs, no backdoors, no subpoenas that ever get answered. vp.net/TPV. One click and you're gone. Smart people are already there. See you on the other side.